Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are thrilled to have on the phone with us today Tom Montgomery and Brian Schomer. You know both of them, and they are also members of the Hastings Rotary Club, and they have some exciting news about Rivertown Live 2021. Welcome to you both. How have you been?
I'm recovering from that wonderful virus out there. I'm doing great.
Oh, no. Are you really recovering from COVID?
I'm recovered.
Brian, what the heck? So how did you get it, do you know?
Let's not talk about me, though. Let's talk about the important, fun stuff.
Well, I'm interested in COVID because it's everywhere. And, Brian, are you not washing your hands? What's up?
What? I was washing my hands like 80 million times a day. I wore a mask. I wore a shield. We didn't go out. And guess what? It got me. Viruses do that.
They do.
Mine was, luckily for me, it was very, very mild.
Well, that is
for
lucky.
Me, yeah.
Yes.
But our entire household had it, and we're all feeling much better.
Well, I'm so glad. That's great to hear. Tom, do you have any health issues you want to tell us about?
No.
I feel like we're three old people talking, which we are. Well, let's talk about something exciting. Rivertown Live 2021 is scheduled, and can I tell you, it can't come soon enough. We are looking so forward to that. Who wants to tell us about the big Rivertown Live 2021 show?
Well, why don't I start off? We're so excited about it, too. It was just quite a disappointment last year. We had hoped to put on the show, but we knew in July that there was no way that we could provide a safe environment, and then ultimately the governor increased the restrictions, so it became a moot point anyway. But we had a lot of groundwork laid, and we are able to, for 2021, September 11th, 2021, to bring back our same lineup. We're going to have Sarah Evans as our headliner. Gabby Barrett will be a special guest. Chris Croisey is coming in. And then on our pavilion stage, we've got 32 Below, Shalo, and what's the other band, Brian?
I've heard they're okay. Their keyboardist isn't that great, but the Jake Nelson Band.
So this is going to be kind of the same show. Did you add or subtract anything from what was proposed for 2020?
Well, we had this lineup planned. We put out offers to all the artists and got a tentative one from everyone. Actually, we had contracts signed from everyone but Gabby Barrett. And it turned out that she had some health issues and couldn't complete the contract. She had to back out. But ultimately, you know, we didn't host the concert because of health concerns. And she came back in for this year's, or 2021, September 11th, 2021, Saturday. So we've got a fantastic lineup again.
You know, it really was something to watch so many great events. Like, of course, Rivertown Days, we didn't have so many great events, you know, being canceled for the year, postponed till next year. Your event, I think, was one of the later ones in the summer slash early fall. And so I know so many people had great hopes that it was still going to happen. But when you said in July you pulled the plug, was it the artists that were saying it? Was it the governor mostly, like you said? Or what made you decide that it just couldn't happen?
We didn't see how we could fit that many people on that piece of land and have safe distancing and masks. And we did not want to be a super spreader event.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely
no,
did not
definitely.
Want that tied to us.
Well, one of the other things was, too, with the restrictions they were putting out there, you know, there were financial restraints, too. I mean, if you could have 250 people at the event at our ticket prices, which we try to keep extremely reasonable, there was no way to pull this off. It just, you know, when we're hoping for 2,500 to 5,000 people and we're looking at 250, I mean...
I see. Yep.
That's just, it just, you know, that doesn't work either. But I think, you know, a lot of I can speak for, especially because I know several of the more regional act stage, I know a lot of the people in those groups, and they were, myself included, had some concerns. You know, you're a singer, Mo, you know how it is. You want to get out there and sing. You want to perform. So
mm-hmm.
trying to hold back and be reasonable and responsible when it's something you love to do is really difficult. But I think it was a combination of everything. It really was. Like Tom was saying, there just, you know, there were restrictions coming left and right. It was so uncertain. Not that it isn't still. I mean, but we've got a little bit better grasp on things. But the key word I think you said there was hope. We were hopeful. Mm-hmm. You can plan that, okay, if this is what happens or if this is what happens, this will be the rescheduling or the canceling process. But we didn't want to lose that hope. And I think that was so important, because that's what a lot of people with the whole COVID situation, I think, they start losing hope on stuff. And we got to keep that focus going forward, that let's plan for something great. If it doesn't happen, well, it doesn't happen, but let's plan for it.
I love it. Well, we certainly are excited for September 11th, 2021 for this show. And my understanding is tickets are up and running. And I know that there was a email sent out or something if you had a ticket from last year. Who wants to explain that, please?
Oh, well, if you had a ticket from last year, we were offering either a refund, a complete refund, or we carry it over for 2021. So we had a mix of both, and it was good to see people looking forward to a 2021 show. And then we just completed a sale, a Black Friday sale, and now we're going to be pushing, some tickets might be a nice Christmas present.
I agree with you. How can people go about getting tickets, please?
Go on to our website. It's rivertownlive.com. And up on the top heading of the opening page, you'll see a drop-down menu that says Tickets, and then you will be asked to click on our Eventbrite site. Eventbrite is our vendor for helping us sell tickets.
So this event is going to be on September 11th, 2021. Tickets are available now at rivertownlive.com, did you say?
Yes.
Perfect. And who would like to give us a little bit of the history of the Rotary Club and all the good things that you've done? And then I also want to learn more about how this idea to have one of these concerts every year came about.
Well, you know, one of the big things we've got is our cause. And actually go to the website and you'll see. We're active in a number of community events. Probably some of the best known might be our used to be Let's Go Fishing. I don't recall what we renamed it.
I think we called it Hastings Rotary Fishing now.
Okay, Hastings Rotary Fishing. Taking seniors, taking veterans out on a pontoon, taking them fishing or just sightseeing on the river. I know we've had as many as 80 outings a year that we take. We can get up to 12 people on the boat. Another big one is that we've just started, and we haven't been able to do anything with it yet, but we have two trishaws, electric-powered trishaws, that we can give rides on our bike trails, a two-seater with one driver, so three seats total. But we can give seniors rides on our bike paths out through our wonderful bike system throughout the town.
Brian, did I see you on one of those recently? Did you borrow it?
Not recently. not recently.
How fun is that? Oh, I can't wait till.
And if I was on that, Mo, I would have been in one of the back seats taking the ride of leisure, not being one of the pilots. That's Dr. Lon Peterson, in all seriousness, Dr. Lon Peterson kind of headed up that spark plugged that program to get us started through our club, and he and I have joked about that several times. He says, you should be a pilot. I said, they won't let me fly a plane.
How fun, though. That is really
a cool thing. You know, it's as Thomas said, we've got, you know, that cause. A lot of the things that we've done around town are evident that maybe people don't know about it, but if you've gone across the Trestle Bridge out over the Vermilion River, that was all redone into a footbridge. That's one of our things. Out Carpenter Nacer Center, which I wasn't part of the project, but I wish I was, because I've heard some great stories about certain Rotarians and having a hammer in their hand, which should never have happened, according to a few others. So, you know, it's a great community service organization. Tom's been long time member and a past president. I've only been in 3 or so years and past president also. But I think the biggest and what really brought us to this concert is the Pavilion Project. Correct me if I'm wrong, Tom, but I think that's pretty much what kind of spearheaded this whole idea of not only giving the community a place to go for music and arts and just to appreciate community, but it really, really sparked it, and it's kind of taken off. We had Chicago here a couple of years ago. That was that's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, our goal with the concerts is actually, let's bring people downtown, not just from the city, but from out and around. Let them see the wonderful amenities we've got on the riverfront and the great downtown we have. Bring them in. Let them see it, and they'll come back.
The old, if you build it, they will come, and they do. And like our concert last year, the last concert we had with Chicago, we had people from not only all over Minnesota, but we had people from out of state that came into Hastings, probably had never heard of Hastings, Minnesota, but came to Hastings, Minnesota, and spent some time in our hotel, spent some time shopping downtown. A couple of years ago, Eric Pasley, who we had as one of our performers, well, he happens to be kind of an antique buff. I don't know, Tom, if that poor man made any money on that show with all the antiques he ended up putting back in his tour bus.
How fun is that? I didn't know that story, Brian.
Oh, yeah. He once they sound checked, he walked up and down 2nd Street, and he wasn't hard to miss because he's about 6'10". Standing next to him, I feel like a dwarf next to most people anyways, but I really felt short with him. But just a super nice guy, and we've done four, and the acts have all been very good quality people, and I think that we're going to find that with this one here on September 11th. And just it being September 11th, it's the 20th anniversary of September 11th, of 9/11. So people say, oh, I'm not into country music. It doesn't matter. Come down, rock out, have a good time. I know at least one band that's playing at the Pavilion that'll do at least one or two songs that aren't country. So,
right, and I think it's a great opportunity to maybe do some patriotic songs on that day as well.
Very much so. Very much so.
That is our intent on that.
We're hoping for that.
Carry that through so that we remember. We don't want to forget.
And that's the other thing. Rotary, we're 100% volunteer. And if people would like to volunteer, okay, I don't want to join the Rotary.
Aren't your meetings at 7 a.m. or something crazy?
Oh, 7:30. You got to get up for breakfast anyways. But the thing is, though, I don't want to be a Rotarian. I don't want to join the organization, but I want to help out with this, or I want to help out with some of their causes. You can go right on our rivertownlive.com website, and there's a volunteer button. So if you click that and volunteer, I have to talk to the volunteer coordinator, which I believe is still me, to get that updated, the new sign-up genius tab put on there. But even that, talk to any Rotarian in town. If you know somebody's in Rotary, say, hey, I'd like to volunteer for this. We'll direct you down the right path.
Oh, I'm sure you're in great need of extra volunteers, something this large.
Yeah, we will need 150-plus volunteers besides our club to make it really an enjoyable, safe, fun day for all. And that's really, one of the main things. But there are people, we'll need people to work at different beverage areas. We'll need people to pick up garbage as it's being thrown on the ground, which, of course, nobody would ever do. But, they just put it into the trash receptacles because they know that that's what that's there for. But occasionally, believe it or not, some people still don't do that and throw it on the ground.
Well, Brian.
So we got people that will pick up after them. And we've got, there's a lot of needs for a lot of different things. Tickets and the gates and security and all sorts of stuff. So we will have volunteer needs and also sponsors. And if any local businesses are listening, they say, hey, I'd like to check out what we got for sponsorship. RivertownLive.com sponsor tab. It's all right there. It's either that or Shomer's going to come knocking on your door one of these days.
Oh, Lord. I know what I'd pick.
It's just easier to go with the first one. You bet. I would too.
Brian, I'm so glad we waited for you. You were very busy. You were very hard to get a hold of. But Tom, come on. Isn't this a better conversation having Brian with us?
Oh, you got someone to pick on?
I could just sit back and listen and laugh. Sure.
Seriously, thank you for all you're doing to make this event happen. And I know it's a ton of work behind the scenes, more than we could even begin to understand. But boy, it's just giving us all something exciting to look forward to. And I agree with you. I think a ticket to Rivertown Live would be a great thing to find in your stocking at Christmas. So I hope people do hop on the website and grab a ticket and check that off your list and give us something to look forward to. Anything else you want to tell us?
We're looking forward to this. We're very happy we've got our lineup all set and working on advertising and ticket sales and getting the word out.
Well, we're very excited. Thank you both so much for calling in today. Rivertown Live is going to be on September 11th, 2021, and it's going to be a great show. And do check them out online, rivertownlive.com, to see the lineup, to get your tickets, to volunteer, to perhaps do a sponsorship. We want to thank our guests today, Tom Montgomery and Brian Schomer. I hope that things go well for both of you. Happy holidays to both of you.
Right back at you.
Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
I wish you were a pack of cigarettes. You were